Hi, I'm Kay Cotter, and I'm currently a student at the Bensdale Advanced TAFE doing a visual arts course. For people who don't have any access to conventional kind of education, they haven't fitted into the conventional education as far as art is concerned, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for people to actually express themselves and find themselves. I've always been concerned about mental health issues within communities and about people having self-worth. I've worked in aged care for many years in my nursing capacity, and my greatest thing is about mental health and having a wonderful life and fulfilled and some spirituality and self-expression. It's been a great learning curve for me to come, and it probably is for other more mature people as well, because we're having to upskill a bit on computers and things like that. So it's been a growth area in other areas, not just about visual arts, but it also gives people who have lost jobs an opportunity to look at other career courses. What are they going to do? Do they go onto the dole, and does that get passed on to the stigma of being a dole bludger or whatever because they can't actually find something worthwhile or doesn't fit their profile?
Hi, I'm Claire Marston, and I'm a second year visual arts student at Advanced TAFE. I came from high school being the typical isolated, lonely student that found the art department to be my sanctuary. So, of course, coming to doing a diploma in TAFE means I've got a more opportunity for independence and to work in my own mind and to also expand as a person and learn who I am and how to develop.
What is the value of learning in real life as opposed to, say, online or in this kind of cattle class environment of a university? What's the value of learning in a small, relatable group where you are a person rather than a number?
Well, first of all, learning online isn't a visual experience. For a lot of art students, you'll find are visual learners and need visual aids and teachers to demonstrate visually how to do something, because a lot of them, like myself, are dyslexic and can't actually focus on writing. You're going to lose that personal connection with your students, with your peers, with your teachers.
Do you think that we're living in a society now where we're seeing the devaluing of critical thinking, creative thinking and art?
Definitely. I think without critical thinking, the world will be at a loss. I mean, realistically, to be in a health profession, to be in any profession, you need to be a critical thinker. You need to be able to analyse a situation and find the best outcome, and that's critical thinking. There's definitely a stigma about artists being elitists and not contributing to the wider community because we're all apparently stuck in our own little box painting some sort of amazing piece that may one day sell. From these TAFE cuts, we're going to lose a lot of community art development projects, and I think without those kind of projects, you're going to miss out on bringing together different communities, different cultural communities. You're going to miss out on bringing certain issues to the surface, like youth homelessness. Without education, we can't possibly apply for a grant, get the grant and actually do the project.
A lot of people would argue that a course like this can't deliver a measurable outcome.
I think it's sad that we've actually restricted ourselves only to measurable outcomes, because there are a lot of fields that cannot be measured, but they have huge impact that becomes anecdotal, and it doesn't become a measured bureaucratic outcome. People don't value art, and it's easy to say, well, artists really don't matter. And I think they do. And I think a lot of art is about self-expression. It's about social parts of community. It's about communities. It's about many things.